This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So we are here, we are queer, we're here on a very great Sunday to give you some Sunday service. Yes, ma'am, Pam. Hello, everyone. My name is Joshua Gilliard. You know me as Queen of the Ratchet. I'm also known as Nothing because honestly, Queen of the Ratchet is just something I use in this ratchet ass universe. I think for a really long time, it was my therapy. Before I even knew what therapy did for the soul, did for the spirit, did for the mind, did for everything, I used Queen of the Ratchet to kind of heal the inner child and to keep playfulness alive in my life. I think that a lot of the times when it comes to living in this reality, it can be what I call unseasoned or what I call like weighed down energy that is just really hard to function in sometimes. Like sometimes I'll step out my door and I'll look at someone and it looks like the weight of the world is literally on their shoulders and the sun is shining bright. And I think what therapy has taught me is that I may have an interpretation on what I think a person is going through. And what I'm learning through yoga and meditation and Tao and even looking at certain scripture verses and all this kind of stuff is that I really don't know what the fuck is going on in a person's head. I don't know exactly the thoughts, the processes, how people are taking what I'm saying. I know nothing. And that can be scary to look across from myself and see another thing, another human, another entity staring at me. And maybe it's my mother, maybe it's my father, maybe it's my sister or someone I think I've known for years. And I'll look at them sometimes and I'm like, damn, I really don't fucking know what's going on with you or what's going on in your head. And you don't really know that I'm going through XYZ right now. All we do is we have this, hi, how are you? Good, good. Oh, that's wonderful. Great. And in my head, sometimes I'm thinking, I don't want to offend this person. So let me just be, I guess, what the world calls shallow and just give the statements that I think like this person wants to hear. Because, I mean, do they really want to hear my vulnerability?
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Do they really want to hear, like, I'm stuck at this moment. I'm angry. I don't really know what to say to you. I'm existing. I'm here. But honestly, I'm afraid of you right now because I don't want to hurt your feelings or I don't want you to hurt my feelings. Or I really don't know if you know the pain that I'm in right now because I'm not taking my morning poop. And my morning poops are really important to me. And I ate a little bit too much last night, but I don't want to be mean to you. Get away from me. Ah, fuck you. There's so much that goes on in my head when I'm like in the room with someone. And certain times I can be in the room with someone and there's like no thoughts. There's nothing on my brain. There's just, I'm just across from this person. They're across from me. We're living in this same amoeba. I don't think they want anything from me. And it's so nice. It's so pleasant. And then there is this moment where I'm like, oh, I'm not trying to manipulate this person, which I have been the manipulator. I have been the person that has wanted something in relations to being in the same room with someone. And I've been that person that's just existing, just there. There's this guy that I have a crush on who I think is like, he's just a great energy. I think he might be bi. And I was looking at him yesterday and he was dancing with someone else. And I was like, I'm not gonna get jealous. He's allowed to dance with other people because I don't own this man. He is not my lover. The story that I have in my head of us being in love and marriage, it does not exist, bitch. I've cultivated and created something that does not exist. And I was watching him dance with this other person, and it just seemed so beautiful. It was a woman, a white woman, and he's white. And I felt a sense of loneliness come over me. I felt my thoughts started to circulate in my mind. And I started to talk to myself, and I was like, this isn't truth. What you have in your mind of who this person is isn't truth. Also, what you have in your mind about them dancing together isn't truth. You will never know the truth in this situation. You just have to be present in the moment and enjoy the fact that you are here right now. And there were moments where I couldn't grab it, like, because I was thinking about the fact that he's dancing with this beautiful woman that also I know, and I was jealous. It was a human emotion, and I've been trying not to feel low vibrational, but then I'm like, I was jealous. I was like, no, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. I can deal with it. And so then afterwards, I went up and I spoke to her and I questioned myself. I was like, well, why did you do that? Why did you go up and speak to her? Why did you feel the need to have a conversation with her? Because I was still jealous and I wanted to find out about her. Psychotic. No, it's not even psychotic. I was just curious. I think that's what I'm trying to keep continuing to lead with is curiosity. My heat just cut on, so I just want to end this by saying that I'm going to stay curious. Ashana Baba.